All right, I'm here right now with one of the emerging stars in the Dodgers bullpen, and I would say emerging no longer because he is becoming a household name with Dodger fans with the way he's pitching. That is the one and only Showtime, Yency Almonte. Yency, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We talked the first week that you were here with the Dodgers, so here you are. You're getting into more leverage situations, earning more trust. What's it been like as far as the evolution for you?
Well, just making sure I'm the same guy every day. Come in healthy, get the ball, and try to get outs.
And when you find that the manager has that type of trust in you to put you in those big moments that you want, that's got to grow your confidence.
Yeah, it grows your confidence, and it shows that game on the line, I can go out and get the job done.
What's the biggest thing now without Daniel Hudson, without Blake Treinen, for the rest of the bullpen? Do you feel like this is the opportunity for some of you guys to take on more?
I think this is just the opportunity for everyone on the bullpen to step up and pretty much pick up that spot that they're missing right now until they come back, hopefully. Hopefully we get Treinen back here soon. But we just want to be able to go out there and get our job done.
What's it been like for you as far as the workload and being put in these situations? Has that been an adjustment to you, or has it been consistent throughout your career, the way that you're being used and how often you're being used?
I mean, I think it's pretty much consistent. It just gives me that routine to make sure I'm ready every day and I make sure I do a good job before the game to stay mobile and stay active.
Yency Almonte is our guest just in front of first pitch between the Dodgers and Padres. You've had a pretty good view of this first three games between the Dodgers and Padres. Padres in second place and always seeming like they want to prove themselves to you guys. What's it said about this team to play, not only win the first three games, but the way you've played?
It just shows that this team's resilient. They're going to go out and try to win every game. We're not trying to look at the standings, but just go out every day as a new day and win it.
Yency, you've been on other teams that are obviously not in the position the Dodgers have been in. What's the biggest thing you've learned being with this team and how they approach every game and not look too far ahead and not look too far behind?
I think what I learned with this team being here this year is not only the chemistry we have in the locker room, but pretty much treating it as a new day. So no matter what happened yesterday, tomorrow's a new day.
And it feels like some teams maybe get too high after a win or a series. This team seems to stay consistent.
Yeah, they do. I mean, everyone here is the same guy every day, no matter what happens. We can lose by 10, win by 10. Tomorrow's a new day. Everyone's the same guy.
Does that work against a team when they get on that emotional roller coaster?
I think sometimes it do, because then you start having guys where if they didn't have a good game, it starts feeling bad on one day to the next day. So I feel like it's just being on this team where you can have our stars have a 0-for game and everyone still like knows that, hey, he's our guy no matter what. He's going to come out tomorrow and hit two homers, you know? Yeah. So everyone here is going to carry each other.
How does that work, the mentality in the bullpen?
I mean, in the bullpen, we're ready to go for the next guy. You know, if you come in, for example, if it's me and I come in and leave two guys on base, I know the next guy's going to come out and get his job done, and we're going to pick each other up.
Yency Almonte is our guest. You could follow him on Twitter. Showtime is his handle. Speaking of nicknames, the Bazooka, Brustar Graterol. He had a big punch out yesterday of Manny Machado in a tight spot in the game. How big was that strikeout, and how supportive are you guys down there when one of your relief pitchers comes up with a big strikeout like that?
I mean, we know as a bullpen that whenever one of our guys goes out there, he's going to get the job done, and yesterday it was Bazooka, and we know Bazooka's going to go out there. He's going to be emotional. Same thing with Alex Vesia. Those are guys that they get a big strikeout. They're going to go big fist pump, big yell. You know, those are guys that hype everybody else up.
And how do you control your emotions? Because you seem you have the fire. You have the inner confidence. You show it in a different way.
Yeah, I'm more sick to myself. I get the job done. I pound my chest lightly, but it's just I feel like I need to go out there and do that every day.
I had a chance to catch up with Cody Bellinger and Gavin Lux earlier, and when I mentioned that we were going to have this conversation, their eyes lit up, and they are so supportive of you. To have that support of your new teammates, does that help your confidence?
Yeah, it helps my confidence. You know, if they're supporting me, it just shows me that they believe in me the same way I believe in them.
And when you find that, do you feel like that confidence means more to you than anything else, that your teammates believe in you?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you play for your teammates. And if your teammates have your back, you have their back, that's all that matters.
I didn't see you cry in Denver when you went back to play the Rockies.
No tears. No tears. You know, it's another game.
Yeah, tears of joy being with the Dodgers, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Yancy, I love putting you on the spot. See, you thought you could get out of here without that.
All good. I'm ready for it.
Thanks a lot for the time. Continued success and stay healthy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There he is, the man, Yancy Almonte. You call him Showtime at home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.